leading the rising up of dental consumers who are sick and tired of being taken advantage of. No more unnecessary procedures so you can just be drilled, filled, and billed. That is over. And the Dr. Shoup Show is leading the revolution. Learn more or ask your questions now at ddsradio.com. Now, here's the dental industry game changer, Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it is great to have all of you with me. Thank you very, very much. And if you are a listener of the program at all, you know this is my favorite part of the program. I get to bring to you, introduce to you, friends of mine from the office. And today, we're in for a treat. This is one of the coolest guys ever. When I grow up, I want to be like him. Mike, how are you, buddy?
Doing quite well, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. This guy, we right into the new year. This guy annoyed me because he's got his all of his Christmas stuff done like weeks in advance. Man, I would only hope to aspire to be half that cool. So, congratulations, dude. Well done.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I owe a lot to my computer.
So. Yeah, me and my best friend Google and Amazon.
Yep.
You got to do it. Hey, listen, you had mentioned before that you had simply heard one of the program commercials that it kind of piqued your interest enough to pick up the phone and call the office. What was that about? How did that?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked. I actually spent a lot of time in sales, so I've got a lot of dashboard time and listen to the radio. So I would hear your commercials on, and I knew that I had some work ahead of me. With my teeth. I knew there's some crowns were in my future, and it would just pique my interest around what you were offering to get away from that whole process, because I'd had one before, and I really recognized that maybe there was a different way. So we were actually on our way to a football game up in South Bend. There's a little team up there. You might have heard of them, Notre Dame.
Vaguely familiar. Vaguely familiar, but yeah, okay.
But we were on our way up, my fiance and I, and I asked her, I said, look up this DDS radio guy. I'm trying to find out more information about what this procedure is. And she actually got on her phone and looked up some information, and I basically gave you a call that following week to set up an appointment.
Well, I am absolutely thrilled and delighted that you did. By the way, how's my mobile app website working? Is it doing okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, because Jacob, my producer, is the guy that runs my website, so I wanted to give him
kudos.
Well,
we don't want to say anything bad about him, because he'll just cut us off. So.
Yeah, that's right. All of a sudden, they'll be static, and then you won't hear anything. No, he's a wizard at all this stuff, until he does a great job. So when you ultimately called, made an appointment, and came in, what happened? What was it like for you?
Well, it was a consultation. I was met by somebody that talked about what the procedure was. We had I had a dental exam like I'd never had before. All sorts of things going on and asking about my health and my teeth and how this was all related. There was a check in my jaw, and it was just very, very thorough and quite different than anything else I'd experienced in a lifetime of going to the dentist.
Well, cool. So we looked at things kind of, overturned rocks that nobody had ever looked at before.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I especially enjoyed just being able to have an opportunity to sit down and talk about, because I'd been pretty regular going to the dentist.
Sure.
My cleanings, exams, I'd have some fillings, and it was just, a very good explanation of what was going on, why I was experiencing what I was having, and then mostly, here's what we can do to remedy this. And the first thing for me was really starting at the gum line, with being able to make sure that my gums, which were kind of tender from not flossing enough and not brushing enough, that they were taken care of. So that was the first thing we did before we started on anything else, was to make sure that we had a procedure and a process to be able to clear that up.
Well, I appreciate that a lot because, yes, there is a process to it. There is a whole concept and a philosophy about how you get things under control. But you mentioned something a second ago, and I want to go back to it for just a moment. And when I tell my dental buddies around the country that we meet and they ask, how do we do this, how do we do this? And I tell them, with my new patient consultations, I probably spend as much time simply sitting and at a table and talking to the new patient as opposed to all of the examination part. They go, well, why do you do that? Why doesn't that waste a bunch of time? Why don't you just get right in? For you, the conversation and the discussion and the understanding carried with it almost as much weight and importance to you as just me tinking around on your teeth.
Totally. Yeah, I completely agree. And I had some really good dentists. I had a couple of guys that were actually teaching at IU School of Dentistry that were there. And so I knew that I'd had some very good care.
Sure.
On that. And it was really interesting just to be able to get your insight, perspective, and what was happening to be able to solidify the decisions that I was going to make on how I wanted those treated.
Well, yeah, like I said, I can say all the time, my job is to help you understand fully all of your viable choices. And my job is to then honor the choices that you make, because I fully believe that if I inform you well enough, you're a smart guy. You're gonna make good choices for yourself that are right for you. And so, yeah, having those conversations is important. So after you and Elena started working on the gum tissue then and going from the gum line up, tell me how that progressed.
Well, we had gotten to a point of where my gums were much in much better shape. She always let me know where I was flossing really well and where I could use a little bit of work with that. And so I had actually came back for an additional cleaning and exam that was provided on that. And then I could really tell a difference by after brushing exactly how my teeth felt, and how, especially how my gums felt. There was no more bleeding. There was nothing that was that was painful whenever I would work, on a different meal types or anything like that. And I really understood that my gums and my teeth as well were in much better shape, probably the best shape they've been in my lifetime. So.
Well, man, I thank you for that because, yes, Elena is a wizard. She is just really, really skilled and a highly, highly dedicated therapist, and she really gets amazing results. But you said earlier that you knew you were destined. You'd had a crown, and you were destined for more crowns. I'm hopefully I disappointed you on that regard.
Well, you did.
Good. I love disappointing people.
I mean, it was. I knew that I had some cracks in my teeth because every once in a while I'll bite down and I would get that little zinger, and I'm like, I remember that. That was where that crown came in the last time. So
yep.
And sure enough, it was something that we could look at. And it's like, well, we have a different way. And I'm like, I'm interested. Talk to me more.
So how was the different way for you?
Well, it really was, again, being able to solve the problem that was with the mercury fillings that I had, to be able to help repair and remove those so that we could help eliminate a lot of the future damage that would come out. And then the whole staff is just very caring, gentle. I had a very relaxing process of just kind of sitting back and letting you guys do your work. And I really had no complaints.
Well, cool.
It seemed to work out really well. And I like the looks even though it's just kind of me personally, I can definitely see the difference, and I can feel a difference in my mouth.
Well, and you get to lay there with sunglasses on and watch television. I mean, what more?
Oh man,
what more do you want?
I know so much more about HGTV than I ever hoped.
Yeah, I tell you what, we burn up some HGTV at our place. We really do. It's pretty cool. Michael, I have kept you long enough, but I really thank you very, very much for sharing your story with the folks that are listening. You know, anytime we do this, somebody out there is going to say to themselves, dang, that sounds just like me. And I know you've helped somebody and you don't even know it. So thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it, my friend.